Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show with hosts Phil Huff and Julie Calamine.
Good morning, Phil. Welcome back.
Oh, good morning, Julie. Back for a brief respite, about a week here before I have to take off again.
That's right. We're lucky to have you here this week.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. Although this rain, what's with this rain? I came from really nice weather. I'm going to go back to really nice weather somewhere.
It's true. Well, speaking of rain and snow, I just have to mention that I was able to ski the latest I've ever skied before as a former Minnesotan. It was really great. I got to ski over very last days at Schweitzer. So fun to be here.
Well, we got a fun show coming up this morning. Do you want to give a little teaser about our guest before we go to weather?
I sure do. We've got a really interesting interview this morning, and our main guest is going to be a young gentleman who's from the Waldorf School. He's an eighth grade student at Waldorf. His name is Tom Cardy. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And we're also being joined by his mentor, who will be a familiar voice to you all on the radio, Susie Prez.
Well, good morning, Phil and Julie.
Good morning, Susie.
And Tom.
And our final guest this morning is Yvette, and I'm Yvette, your last name?
McGowan.
Thank you, McGowan. And you're joining us from the Waldorf School, and you are Tom's teacher.
Yes, I am, and I'm happy to be here. My name is Yvette McGowan.
Yes, McGowan. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming in today. Before we launch into the interview, let's talk a little bit about the weather. Nobody does anything, but we like to talk about it here at KRFY. Today, there's an 80% chance of showers and patchy fog with a high of 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly showers, and then likely cloudy after midnight, a low of 38 degrees. Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny. Hey. High of 57. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 38. So we're bouncing back and forth between the 50s and the 30s, and we're bouncing back and forth between rain, a break with some sun, more rain Thursday and Friday, and we won't even try to predict the weekend, will we?
No, but I would guess rain is in the picture.
Well, it's good for the garden. I turned my soil over this weekend so that the undersoil can get on top, warm up a little, and get a little water.
We can only hope.
Earth Day's coming up. It's time for planting.
That's right. Garlic's coming up. I'm waiting for some asparagus.
So let's talk about what's coming up here and launch into the interview. This was a great project. I've been following it loosely. And then there was wonderful press in the paper this weekend. So, Tom, you're just getting all over the place.
Thank you.
Yes, you were it was in the Bonner Bee, wasn't it? On Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. How did the program start? I know a little bit about the Waldorf, but maybe a good place to start is the Waldorf philosophy and how it creates opportunities like this for young children.
Yes. So at the Waldorf School, the class teacher has followed the students from first through eighth grade. So Tom has been a student of mine since the first grade. In the eighth grade, as the student is moving towards adolescence, we're trying to create for them some project where they can really move into this place of creating for themselves a unique experience and give them focus at this time of their lives.
Yvette, have you been with Tom his full 8 years at Waldorf?
Yes, for the full 8 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, one thing I'd like to offer, this is Susie Prez. The school's been in operation as a private Waldorf school since 1992, and I was a founding parent. So I've seen over the years the school grow and develop. And right now, I would say the school is in the best shape ever with a lot of interest because the curriculum itself, the pedagogy behind Waldorf education really does, and I've seen this, and this isn't just rhetorical information, it really supports the young developing child and looks at them in such a way that the parents, the families, everybody works together. It's like a partnership. And the other thing I wanted to say about the internship, it's something that the students choose for themselves and make a decision, approach a business or an organization, and take it up, and it becomes theirs. And we can talk more about what I've seen with Tom as his mentor later if you ask that question, but it's a little
interesting. So that's a wonderful segue into what I think is a really important question. How did this internship come about? Whose idea was it, and how did it ferment, if you will?
Well, it was started back in, I believe, September when we were first told really about the project and given the basic outline of what it was going to look like. And I was thinking something, I have a big interest in technology, so I was thinking something having to do with technology, and that's why I first approached KRFY for this.
So you called up Susie one day and said, I'm Tom, I want to come interview with you. I want to learn technology at your feet.
Yes.
Well, that's great. So were there any second choices? Were you thinking of something more like with software development or something, but decided, came back around to radio?
Nothing really else came to mind. I was just in a total bit of panic trying to decide what I was going to do originally. And so I'm so glad that Ms. Perez helped me with the project. So thank you so much.
And Ms. Perez, how did you decide to take on Tom? It's a pretty big project, I would think.
It was, you know, he approached me with a very clear description of what he hoped to gain through the mentorship and the internship. And we had a sit-down interview, actually, and I was convinced, because it wasn't a for sure thing for me, but I was convinced that he had enough initiative, interest, and an idea of what he wanted to do. And, you know, there's kind of a final project to this internship, but all along he learned aspects about radio and community radio that I think brought a deeper understanding of what we're doing here at KRFY.
So I want to hear more details, but I'm curious, before we move too far along away from the Waldorf aspect of this, how this is like or unlike other Waldorf-type projects for the 8th grade graduating children.
Yes. So around 4th and 5th grade, the students begin to take on projects on their own where they present to the class, culminating in this 8th grade project. Now, Waldorf schools typically go until the 12th grade, but many schools only go until the 8th grade just for various reasons. We're in a small community, we'd love a high school, and in high school they really take on a bigger project. But many of the schools who only continue until the 8th grade decided that we should have a project for the 8th grade student as they embark on a new journey into, a lot of them go on to public high schools or other private high schools other than Waldorf. And so we decided that this is a really good transition time for the student to take on something deeper and more meaningful in their life, and working with adults who they will be working with towards the future.
Take us a little deeper. How does this connect to the core philosophy of Waldorf?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could add a little bit about the internship. Also, Yvette was just speaking about launching them in, but also stepping into our community. You know, you have a private school. The children are held very well in this private school setting, but stepping out into the community and getting to know our community really gives them a sense of, I will use the word confidence, but also a sense of who they are in the world, the larger world. And I think that is part of what Waldorf does, is connects them to the larger unfolding of the world and what we can bring to the table as individuals.
I, in the area of Waldorf education, I have another question, and it is taking us back another step, but Yvette, it must be an interesting school, an interesting teaching experience to go from kindergarten or first grade with the same group of kids, and I would think that takes more prep for a teacher.
Absolutely. So each summer, as a teacher, we take on a new grade, so we have trainings in the summer where we're learning a whole new curriculum and how to present that. And the other gift that this brings to not only myself but to the students is a deeper connection with the student and really knowing already who they are when we move into that next grade with them. And it comes along with its challenges as well. You get this opportunity to work through maybe some of the struggles that you might find. And also, it brings a gift and a deeper relationship, a deeper connection with the student. We really become much more familial with each other that by the end of the eighth grade, when it's time to say goodbye, it's difficult.
So with the eighth graders graduating this year, do you cycle back to the first grade?
No.
For the next class?
You don't.
What yes. happens next fall?
So many teachers, after taking a full 8 years, will take a sabbatical year.
Yes.
And yes. So that's what I'll be doing this next year. I'll take a sabbatical year and contemplate whether or not I would choose to go back and take a first grade again.
That sounds like a topic for a whole new show. We don't want to get away from the interview with Tom.
Yes.
But you'll have to come back sometime so we can talk more about that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Tom is sitting here so patiently, and I think he's ready for another question. And the one that I have for you, Tom, is how did you select your interview candidate?
Well, I was running through lots of ideas of different people to interview, and I was talking with my mom, and she suggested, oh, your classmate Charlie has a grandmother who worked in the Kennedy administration, and that's really how I got my idea to interview Sue Vogelsinger.
And how did that go? Did you just call her directly? How did you get her to come in and be your interview?
Well, I first sent her a letter asking her about it, and she sent me an email back saying she'd be honored to help me with this interview. And then I talked to her a couple times over the phone and arranged a meeting with her where I just met to talk to her a little bit about her experience and just to get to know her a little bit.
Hmm.
So the internship became more than just the technology. It also became a journalism internship of sorts.
Definitely.
What part did you like best?
I would say the interview was definitely a lot of fun, and it's been fun editing it. Yeah. Surprisingly, most people see it as tedious, but I don't really mind doing it.
That's all part of the job, right?
Yes.
So now that the subject of the interview has come up, let's talk a little bit about that. It hasn't broadcast yet.
No, it will broadcast next Wednesday.
Okay. Later on, we're going to call on you to do a live promo for it.
Okay.
Well, how did you, I'm interested in knowing how you formulated your questions. I understand that you spoke with her, but what was, you're a young kid. You don't probably remember Kennedy. So how did you get ideas about that interview?
Well, I knew a little bit about Kennedy because I've read about him before. And I just took started with the basic questions about what was your job? What did you do? What was Kennedy like? Where were you when he was assassinated? Those kind of basic questions to start, and then formed off of those mainly.
Hmm. And how was your mentor and your teacher? How were they involved in helping you with that?
Miss Prez helped me a lot with creating the questions and making them sound better, because I started off with basic yes or no questions, and I needed to refine those in order to actually have an interview that I could do. And Ms. McGowan was off to the side just checking my, we've had these project journals where we write down what we've been doing, and she just checks those, but she hasn't been helping me directly with it, this part.
Hmm. So did you do this in the studio here?
I did.
Okay, great. And how was that experience, getting behind a microphone for the first time?
I was very nervous at first doing the interview. And then I think about 3 minutes in, I was able to relax more and just roll with it and just not feel nervous at all.
Hmm. You seem pretty relaxed this morning.
I'm a little more nervous because it's live, but not too much. I've done this before, so.
Yes. You're experienced now.
Yes.
What was the hardest part of the interview?
I would say just the multiple drafts of the questions. I think I went through 5 or 6 drafts of it. So that was a big part of it.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported radio for North Idaho. And this morning we have a really special guest and topic. Tom, who's an eighth grader at the Waldorf School, is just finishing up an internship here at KRFY, talking about his experience with technology and interviews. And along with him are Susie Prez, our station manager and Waldorf educator, and Yvette McGowan, the person who's followed Tom his entire school career. Susie, take us out here.
Well, I would just like to say that my experience in mentoring Tom, we may have mentioned a little bit about this, but it was surprising and astounding to work with such an astute and clear, he had a clear mission and was always on time, always did all of the work. I mean, we worked on those questions together, but Tom, you brought those questions. You had an idea of what you wanted. We just refined it a little bit. And the press releases, a poster for getting the word out so people could tune in and hear this amazing, we're calling it an exclusive interview, because this is something I was surprised at a lot of the response that Sue Vogelsinger gave from Tom's questions. I mean, I just stood there and listened. But it's interesting. Who was there in the White House with John F. Kennedy? She had some amazing things to say. And like Tom said, that interview will air next Wednesday. And it's well worth the listen.
So, Tom, are there any surprises that came up during the interview that you can reveal or reveal just a little teaser about?
Well, I would say that I was definitely surprised talking about when she talked about some of the things that he did. He would just, sometimes he'd just walk around the White House and pick up pens from people's desks. And at the end of the day, he'd just put them all out on his, out on a table, and people would go back to collect their pens that he took.
Oh, a little quirk that none of us may have ever heard about the president.
Yeah.
Definitely humanizes him.
Yes. And anything else that you can share with us about her? Was it the most exciting time of her life? Did she say that, or?
She was saying that it wasn't always serious there, and sometimes they'd have to pinch themselves and say, I can't believe I'm working in the White House for the President of the United States.
I would probably have had the same response.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question about the whole process, Tom, and you mentioned that you came into this project, an internship, thinking that you would learn, gain skills in technology. That's an area that you're interested in, and yet it sounds like it's broadened out a lot. Does it give you thoughts about journalism, broadcasting? Have you become interested in those fields?
Well, I've definitely realized how incredible radio is and just how much work actually goes into running a station, just the tremendous amount of people that are involved in it. It's just incredible.
That's the value of internship. So you came in for the technology, moved into journalism, but it sounds like there's a lot of life skills here at play.
Yes. Just a big thing was making those first calls, and I was super nervous doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, lining up guests, that is probably the hardest part of the morning show.
It can be a little nerve-wracking throughout life, yeah, even when we grow up. So the more practice we get, the better.
Interesting. Susie, tell us about the time as a mentor, how this impacted you.
Well, you know, this is the second Waldorf student that I've had the opportunity to work with. And so I had a vague outline. I wanted to give Tom a broad picture of the ins and outs. And so we had regular scheduled meetings on Fridays at 3:30, and it wasn't always just getting ready for the interview. Sometimes I'd send him over here to the broadcast room, and he worked with Alyssa.
Yes.
And DJ'd Autos, would tell us what songs he was listening to and what was coming up. How was that?
Now, it was definitely a lot of fun, and it took some time to get used to doing it and to know what to do, but it was definitely a lot of fun.
Another aspect of an internship, Tom, and I don't know if we've talked about this, but it's a give and take. And we've given you a lot of opportunities and here at KRFY, and we expect you to make a lot of brownies for our events or cookies, whatever you choose. Okay. But you will be called on to reciprocate a little bit back to the station.
Yes.
In a fun and maybe be come to some of our outreach events and be one of the people that helps out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to help.
All right.
It is community radio, and it takes a community of all kinds and sorts of talents and expertise and inputs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already an accomplished volunteer here. Maybe he'd like to come on Adopt a Highway on the 29th.
There you go, Julie, volunteer coordinator.
I'm thinking he could bring a more youthful selection to Otto, perhaps, for the music library. Are there any favorite songs you've thought about bringing in for us to download?
I haven't really thought of anything new, but one of my favorite artists is Billy Joel, and the station has a great selection of his music.
We'll have to look it over and make sure it's complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I know you're a technological person, and I now know that you're a competent interview person. Are you much of a music person? Did you choose? You just told me you enjoy Billy Joel, but was the music part of the internship or not so much?
Not so much. It was just a little side. It was a little side thing from the main project, and I'm not really that big of a music person, but I do enjoy some turning on the radio and listening to some autos every once in a while.
Well, speaking of music, we are at about a point where it's probably good to take a short musical break, and we're going to listen to an interview type song. Chicago, going back to the 70s, did a song called Questions 67 and 68. I don't think we're quite up to that number yet, but we'll get there. And we'll be back right after the song here. Chicago, questions 67 and 68. And I think we're on question 28 for Tom.
Yes. But
welcome back. If you've missed the first part of the show, we're here this morning talking with Tom about his internship here at KRFY, part of the Waldorf School curriculum program. Yvette McGowan, instructor, is with us. And Susie Perez, the station manager, Waldorf instructor and intern mentor today.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Tom, as we were on break, I was thinking about another question to ask you, and it's this. Your recording is done, and it's going to be played here on air next week, but the job isn't quite done yet, is it? There'll be a presentation?
Yes, next Friday, I and my classmates will be presenting our projects and talking about our experiences through our projects, and each of us will be presenting an artistic piece. I, for example, will be playing a shortened version of my interview, and some of my classmates will be giving PowerPoint or slideshow presentations.
So what are some of the other projects that the students are working on?
Should I say each of them?
Yeah, give us a selection, yes.
So my classmate Charlie, as I mentioned before, Sue's grandson, he is working with Trout Unlimited and will be presenting some slideshow of some water cycles for different bugs. My classmate Blake, he is working with Chris Hecht, a teacher at Waldorf, he teaches the woodworking. And he will be presenting a wooden stool that he has been working on. My classmate Reese has been working with, who is it?
It's his uncle, who is his mentor.
He has been doing photography and will be showing some of the pictures that he's taken. Nikolai, another one of my classmates, has been working with Solar Roadways and is building a wrote a small version of one of the solar panels.
Wow.
And then my classmate Darby has been working with an artist, and she'll be showing some of her works. Nadine has been working with Tamarack, which is an aircraft company or makes parts for aircraft. Alina has been working with a local graphic design. And Hattie has been working with a logging company.
She's working on urban forest planning.
Ah.
Hmm. So is the display or rollout of these projects a public event?
Yes. We will be presenting on Friday, April 28th at 5:30 p.m. And if you would like to know the location of that, you can call the school at 265-2683.
Excellent. So these projects sound like they take up a lot of time. Is it all of the last semester, or how does that fit into the school curriculum?
Well, we've been talking about it since the seventh grade. Oh. And also last year, we were a combined class of seventh and eighth grade students. So they had a firsthand experience of watching the eighth grade students last year work on their projects and then present them at the end of the year. And so they had been thinking a lot over the summer about what they'd like to do. And then in the fall, they began really searching out a topic to pursue.
Do they dedicate a part of each school day to the internship program?
No, it's really outside of the school. Oh. It's homework, weekends, after school.
So this really is an independent internship. Definitely. Above and beyond.
Yeah, it takes a lot of dedication to focus in on.
I have a question for Tom, and this is Susie, his mentor. Is it everything you imagined? Is there anything missing? Because we still have time to do some more of something. What would you like to do more of, or is there anything that we could have done?
Well, I started out with a very basic idea, and it's expanded a lot. And so I didn't realize how much there was to learn about it, and I still haven't. I know only a little about the large, vast area of radio.
I remember you asked the question when you came in, or we came up with the idea that you wondered how you sit in a broadcast room speaking into a microphone, and how does it get to the car radio to someone driving down the road? And I did have you work a little bit with Jack Peterson, our production guy.
That's the technology part.
And it's so complex and complicated, we didn't even take you out to the tower.
Yeah.
But that is a bigger picture.
So it's a question I still ask many days. Yeah. How does it get out there?
Yeah. So I want to hear a little bit more about if KRFY does another internship like this, how the experience could be more enriching. And feedback from Tom?
I'm not really sure how to answer that, but it definitely is a great area that I hope other people will take up and other students will take up and try, because it is a lot of fun.
And so I'm also curious about what you've learned from the experiences. You do other projects like this, other internships or life experiences. How have you changed? How would you approach those differently?
Well, I would definitely approach them with more confidence, because I know that I now know that these are willing people and are happy to help people learn. And it's just it's a fun experience. Mm-hmm.
So what future plans do you come out of this with, or what thoughts do you have for future plans? More radio or a different variety of technology?
Well, not really sure, but I do the broadcasting aspect of it, whether it'll be radio, TV, or other forms, it's definitely quite interesting.
So there may be a future there. Tom, you're graduating shortly from 8th grade in Waldorf and moving on to other things. Where are you headed?
I am not fully certain yet, but my current plan is to go to the charter high school, and I think I have a pretty good chance of getting in there.
Seems so. I think I would consider you. And the school year ends with a bang, doesn't it, Yvette? There's something exciting for these 8th graders.
Yes, quite a bang. We have less than 2 weeks until our project presentations. Then we have one more week, and then we embark on a journey back east where we will be heading to New Hampshire for a river trip led by a group called Croca. And then from there, we are taking an Amtrak train down to Washington, D.C., where we're hoping to take a tour of the White House, and we'll be touring for about a week there. Wait.
That does tie in well with your project, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, it's definitely quite interesting how it all came in together.
Is there anything that you have planned that you want to be sure and see after your experience with Sue?
Well, I definitely want to, when I'm in D.C., I definitely do want to see the National Archives, which that's where the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are, and that'd definitely be cool to see those famous documents.
And how about the White House, where all the interesting stories came from?
It would definitely be really interesting to see that. And since she worked in the press section, it'd be cool to see where the press secretary gives the press updates.
Yeah, there's so much to see in D.C. too. I highly recommend the Library of Congress, which sounds like a collection of old books, but there's so much more there in terms of the history and the various displays that are constantly there and the ones that are rotating through. It's a fabulous, fabulous place.
And then the great architecture of pretty much every building in D.C.
Yes, yes.
It's pretty amazing. Susie, I'd like to ask you about your experience having nearly completed, I believe you've said, your second internship.
Mm-hmm.
And have they both been in radio? Or Only this one.
Yeah, both of them were here at the KRFY station from Waldorf students at this point in time. But, you know, I think it's a really nice way for someone who's interested approach us about an internship. And if we have the time and inclination, and with Tom, it was evident his interest was so keen that it was a no-brainer for me to say, absolutely. I also just want to say that I've been a teacher of Tom in first grade. I taught him how to knit. Didn't I, Tom?
Yes, and that was definitely that was my first time I ever knitted, and it was a little scary for me because I think pretty much everyone else in the class had been knitting since kindergarten, preschool, so I had to catch up to that.
Hmm. Now, I know from other parents of students that knitting is actually part of the Waldorf experience, is it not?
Well, part of the reason is nimble fingers, nimble mind, but also the process. You know, they make their own knitting needles, and then they roll skeins of yarn into balls. Then they learn how stitch on stitch and row on row, that is how their knitting grows. And right now I do teach a first, second grade over at the Waldorf School. And it also gives them a sense of confidence to be able to knit. I remember trying to show the first grade parents one year, here, let's try to knit. And they're like, this is hard. Well, your children are doing it.
For folks who might be listening and thinking, I want to do this internship at KRFY, how would they find out more information?
They can give us a call at 265-2992. Mm-hmm. And everyone who's here at the station, all of our broadcasters are volunteers. This Wednesday, tomorrow night, we have a volunteer training. So give us a call, 265-2992. If you're interested in becoming a KRFY volunteer, then the next week would be the broadcast training, the beginning of it. And then there's a mentorship for someone that wants to be a broadcaster. And one thing I want to throw out to Tom, I hope that you come back and really spend time, because I know you really enjoyed broadcasting autos. It's kind of fun, and you can get a whole lot better at it. You're really good at it now, but you're now part of the KRFY volunteer family, so you're always welcome.
Yeah, now that you've finished the internship, you can come on as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if it wasn't obvious, Susie's just pointed out that you certainly don't need to be a Waldorf student in order to consider an internship here at KRFY. So I hope others will think about it. We can certainly love volunteers, and we love to help folks learn about radio, community radio. Susie, another question for you, and you've now done two internships, radio, with our KRFY, and just wondering, are you up for a third? Have they been satisfying, enjoyable? You'd like to continue doing them?
Absolutely, absolutely, for the right person with a clear motivation, and that's what Tom really brought to the table. I didn't have any hesitancy to say yes. It does take a lot of my time, which I happily gave because of his enthusiasm and astute responsibility in taking this up. I didn't have to hold his hand. He was always here, as I said before, on time, and had a picture that we worked together to develop, but his initiative was quite amazing. So yes to that question, Julie. I would with the right person.
Very good.
Yeah, an intern.
Oh, for us, Phil.
Yes, of course. We need one.
That's right.
I'm curious. I've been dying to ask this. I'm waiting for the right moment. Is there extra credit for the other students in the eighth grade if they're listening this morning? And how will you tell since you're here?
They are listening because Tom came in yesterday afternoon with a radio, set it to start at 8 o'clock, and I asked the students to come to school 15 minutes early so that they'd be listening. So hello to all of you listeners out there.
That's wonderful.
That's good.
And if someone was sick today, they can always listen on the podcast, which we'll have available this afternoon. We podcast every show, and you'll be able to archive this and listen to it for a long time to come.
That's right. And Tom, you probably know how to do it. You go to krfy.org and click on the podcast, and we'll find your interview there later today.
All right.
Another thing, next week when the interview that Tom conducted with his interviewee, Sue Vogelsinger, will be broadcast on the morning show, the Wednesday edition of the morning show, and Tom will tell us a little bit more about that. But his classmates will be listening, and it just dawned on me, it's a great precursor to their trip to Washington, D.C., inside scoop of an era gone by, but still interesting.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Sue gave you the in-depth interview. She told you the back hallways to get around various rooms.
But, yes.
So will you be in the studio next Wednesday with the broadcast, Tom?
There's not much I need to do. Just pretty much introduce the podcast and hit play, and that's pretty much it.
And what could go wrong, Julie?
Exactly. Should be a piece of cake, you guys. Well, I think we're starting to wind down on our interview, and it's certainly been a good one.
Yeah.
I want to thank Tom for joining us this morning, Tom Cardy, Susie Prez, station manager, and many other things, and Yvette McGowan. Yvette, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Any last-minute anecdotes for us, Tom? Any funny things that happened to you while you were here?
I can't think of anything right now. Okay. I imagine there probably are some.
So we suggested you do a quick live promo for next week before we transition out to the next part of the show. You're on.
I just want to let everyone know that to tune in next week on Wednesday the 26th at 8 o'clock in the morning to hear my exclusive interview with Sue Vogelsinger. It's a really good interview, and I hope you can listen.
I'm looking forward to it.
As am I. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to take this time to listen to Annie Lennox, one of the classic interview questions, why? And then Julie and I are going to come back and talk a little bit about upcoming events, a little bit more what's happening here at KRFY, lots of stuff there. Annie Lennox, why? One of the classic interview questions, along with who, what, where, when.
How?
Julie, you got them all.
Oh, thanks, Phil. What a great interview, and what a sharp young gentleman we were able to meet this morning.
Yeah, both KRFY and radio are glad to have Tom join us.
So true. Well, Phil, there's a lot happening.
A lot coming up, but most importantly, tomorrow we continue on with the morning shows. Wednesday, April 19th, join morning show hosts Susie Prez and Chris Bessler. Their guests will be Lake Pend'Oreille School District Zone 5 trustee candidates, Anita Perry and Carrie Kelly. That's right here at 88.5 FM at 8 a.m. Tomorrow, also on Wednesday, there's an extra interview at 4 p.m. Join KRFY broadcaster as she welcomes the band Yarn to the studio. Get a preview of the evening performance at the Panada. That's at 4 p.m. at 88.5 FM.
And it's kind of a triple run for KRFY tomorrow, because in the evening we're having our first of two volunteer training, and that will be tomorrow evening with Susie Prez and myself. So if you're interested, give us a call and sign up. It's a fun way to volunteer.
So if you want to be a broadcaster, then come on in tomorrow and learn more about how to be a broadcaster at KRFY.
That's right. Or just a volunteer if you want to come and help out with things in the background. If you're nervous about broadcasting, don't be nervous about volunteering.
There's always the technology side, the events side. It takes a lot to keep a community radio station going. It takes a community to keep community radio going.
It sure does.
Thursday morning, the morning edition of the morning show on Thursday will host Jack Peterson. His guests will be members of the Threshold Choir. That, again, is at 8 a.m. right here at 88.5 KRFY. And then we have another Friday extra morning interview. I think somebody's had a lot of caffeine this week and putting a lot of interviews in. On Friday, April 21st at 8 a.m. for the extra morning show, join hosts Susie Prez and her guest Wayne Pignolet and David and Lisa Barth from Team Autism 24/7. They'll be talking about a special movie playing at the Panada Theater that evening. That's right here at 88.5 at 8 a.m. Speaking of Team 24/7 for Autism, there's another special event coming up that we're co-hosting with them, isn't there, Julie?
This is a pretty special one, Phil. Viggo Mortensen has donated prints to our station as well as Team Autism's and to Team Autism. And these prints are going to be available for auction. It's going to be an online auction, a silent online auction, and it begins May 7th and it runs through May 21st. They're beautiful, and they were done by Viggo, so hopefully you'll be interested and want to bid on these.
Yeah, a lot of people just think of him as an actor up on the silver screen, but he's also done some interesting paintings and photos and music. He's an author.
Yes.
Quite a multi-talented individual. A lot of his stuff will be showcased at this event.
A little more about it. There will be an auction opening and reception on May 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. if you want to be at the live opening of the auction. And if you'd like more information about it, you can always go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY. Okay. That's pretty neat. Well, next week we have a couple of interesting interviews I'll mention. Next Tuesday, Phil will not be with us, but I will be joined by, I know, Phil, you're...
That sounds so final. Sad. It's not that I won't be with us. I'm going to be traveling.
True, but nonetheless, not with us. And we'll be joined by Idaho Gives and talking with Britta Meyerly from Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, and also Dennison Webb from Seoul. That will be for the first portion of our hour, and then the second part will be Sandpoint Community Resource giving us an update on what they're doing.
Yeah, and while we're in the radio family of things, we have a new morning show, or a new show in the morning, not a morning show interview show, but every Wednesday morning at 5 a.m., KRFY broadcaster Bernie Mosher is hosting a new local show called Easy on a Wednesday Morning. A race into the new day, ease into the new day, with music to lighten the spirit every Wednesday morning at 5. I don't think that's so easy getting up at 5.
Well, for those of you who know me very well, it's not very difficult, and I haven't missed a one yet. It's very good. Bernie, thank you for doing it for us early birds. We appreciate it.
Thinking of Bernie probably having to get up at 3 to be here by 5 to be ready for the show, so it's...
Either way, it's great. Thank you, Bernie. Yeah. And then, of course, next Wednesday, we've mentioned it already, but we'll be hearing the interview with Tom Carty and Sue. So it'll be wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing that. I wouldn't miss it.
And we have Susie Perez back in the studio for an unexpected announcement.
I just thought I'd throw a kink in your show today. I want to let our listeners know that 88.5, the Wednesday edition of the morning show, is hosting a series of interviews with the Lake Ponderay School District candidates that are running for the trustee positions. So on the 19th, that's tomorrow, we'll be interviewing the candidates for Zone 5. And on the 3rd of May, we'll be interviewing the candidates from Zone 3. And on the 10th of May, we'll be interviewing the candidates from Zone 2. And also, KRFY is co-sponsoring the Candidates Forum for these positions, the Lake Ponderay School District trustee seats, in the evening. And we'll be live streaming from the Candidates Forum. So just so you know that.
Yeah, really worth listening to those interviews.
Yeah,
it's always good to be an informed voter, we think.
Learn the trustee positions, candidates, and their positions.
Yes, good advice. Thank you, Susie. Do we have time for a few upcoming events, Phil?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. Well, one thing that most of us know about who have pets is that on the 18th, that would be this evening, that's the Panhandle Animal Shelter Annual Meeting. So if you'd like to attend that, it begins at 5:30 p.m. They'll be updating their future plans. On the 19th, there is Beginning Gardening in North Idaho. That's a panel discussion put on by the Bonner County Gardeners Association. They host a spring home horticulture workshop from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Ponderay Events Center. If you'd like to join the gardeners, you may call them at 208-265-7070. Additionally, we have on the 20th, the Chafe 150 Happy Hour. You have an opportunity to meet your Chafe 150 riders and do some carbo loading during the Chafe 150 Happy Hour. That will be from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the 219 Lounge and supporting Chafe 150.
Boy, if you start loading on carbs now for that race, you're going to be bloated by the time it comes around.
But... Might have overloaded a bit, would be my guess. Yeah. That's true. There will be a screening on the 20th of The Shack. It's a screening and a Q&A with producer. It's a one night only, and the producer is Brad Cummings. He will be at the Panada for a live Q&A following the screening of the film The Shack. That starts at 7:30, and you can learn more about that on the Sandpoint Movies page.
This weekend is Earth Day.
Yes,
it is. April 22nd, and the big event this weekend is the Spring for Sandpoint, what's becoming an annual event. Shop locally to give locally during Spring for Sandpoint. More than 20 Sandpoint merchants team up with local nonprofit organizations for a day to celebrate our vibrant giving community. Participating stores will offer sales and specials all day, as well as a variety of activity for kids, product demonstrations, and food and beverage samplings from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. A number of participating stores are honoring Earth Day by sponsoring a nonprofit with an environmental mission or offering activities with an earth-friendly twist.
That's a great way to spend your Earth Day.
It is.
In town. I think it would be fun.
I'm going to be out on a trail project myself, digging up a little dirt and cutting down some blowdowns.
That's even better way to spend your Earth Day. On the 22nd as well, we have Special Olympics Barbecue Fundraiser. That's the Sandpoint Special Olympic Team. They're raising funds to attend the games in Idaho Falls this June. So there'll be a barbecue. There'll be a dessert bake sale, etc. So for more information about that, call 208-304-4620. It's at 1325 Pine Street. Additionally, we have Neighbor John and the Atomic Blues Band at DeLuna's this weekend on the 22nd. They'll be playing at 7:30, and they'll be helping raise funds to steward, improve, and expand the Pendre Bay Trail. You can go to pobtrail.org or call 208-946-7586.
We're just getting that time of year when there's more and more of everything. But speaking of time, we're about out of time today. We've had a great interview, a wonderful show. I wish I could be here next week, but Julie's going to hold down the fort for us.
I will do my best. Well, I'll miss you, Phil.
We're going to take it out with another question song.